Charles is in Knoxville, Tennessee, east of the Rockies on Coast to Coast. Go Vols.
All right. I'm a vampire with papers. I was diagnosed the first of this year with CEP, congenital erythropoietic porphyria, which is the medical condition vampirism is based upon. And I did some genetics genealogy and found out my family traces back to Vlad the Impaler through Attila the Hun, who was the progenitor of my mother's family line. And then he, through him came Vlad the Impaler, the original Dracula.
Sure.
But I have this disorder, and it goes along with a lot of this stuff, extreme psychic abilities, which were almost haunting as a child. My parents both suffered to some degree. All family members on all sides were affected. I'm probably the only double gene, but it's a recessive gene, and I've got both of them, and I've got it full force. Only 135 have been diagnosed in medical history, and it's just a real trip. I don't know. Have you dealt or ever met a porphyric of the nth degree? There's other types of porphyria, but Mr. Dixon, have you ever met one? And I think we're unique to the mountains of the South. I live, you know, below Knoxville in the mountains, and I think it brings out something kind of strange.
Certainly the mountains can be a strange place. But no, I've never personally met anyone that had the condition of porphyria, and nor do I actually have the medical degree to study it thoroughly.
But talk about, what does it mean for you, Charles? How does it live itself out with you? What do you desire as a result of this?
Well, I've never been able to eat normal foods. I've only, if it has to bleed and die before I can eat it. I don't eat, the only vegetable I have in my life is coffee and tea. Anything else, I get deathly ill. The sun can kill me, literally. It can cause my breathing to arrest. I can blister all over in just moments. Sometimes I'm strong. I can go out. Sometimes I can't. I can see with a 30 or 40 watt light bulb what most people can't see at night. I'll go out at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and walk maybe 4 or 5 miles. I'll do it when it's 10 degrees out, and I feel wonderful. I can run then. In the daytime, the sun can hit me. I can barely move. The doctor told me when the diagnosis came through, you can't get out anymore. You have to limit fluorescent lights, everything. What really provoked me to go in, I got a Hewlett-Packard computer as a gift, and I started getting blistered from the fluorescent light bulbs behind the screens in the laptop. It was blistering my face like I'd been in the sun all day. Just a little
wow.
bit. It's a phenomenal disorder, but I so completely identify with the characters. I did when I was a child. I never thought they were evil. I knew what they were thinking about. I don't want to kill people. I don't want to do that. But I do realize I'm not the same species. And, you know, I would like to figure out ways to get the energy. But I was going to tell Mr. Dixon something. I think that we do feed on people and the energy of people, but I think we're vulnerable to evil. I think demons feed on us. And I think that's the one thing that we need to be educated early on, because we're in the food chain. We're closer to the ones, the higher ups, that really want to eat this life. Get the life form and the life energy from the planet, and it's like from plankton to fish to people, and then we're just a step up the chain, and they devour us. And I
define demons. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the forces and things. It's biblical. It's in every major religion that there are forces that are either seen or unseen, that are not really in our best interest, that maybe consume our energy, divert us from the pathway of doing what's right or what's logical and fruitful, and it be it drug sex, rock and roll, or just evil vibrations out there, whatever it is, that I think preys on us more than it does regular people.